to Arapahoe. Pleasanton in a very busy stretch here. 4 games in 5 days for these Bulldogs, playing Wilcox Hildreth and Overton last week and then tonight and tomorrow. And in fact, again, this is the first meeting in the next 2 weeks between these teams because they play each other again in Arapahoe in the Arapahoe Holiday Tournament Monday. So they're going to know each other pretty well in a week's worth of time here. 1:10 into the ball game, and it is 2-2. Trying the back cut knot there. They get it to Eichenberger. Eichenberger got a little height on him. He throws it to the cutter. That's going to be Dakota Welsh. Has it deflected. Lost the handle, and coming up with a loose ball is going to be Garrett Reese. And Reese will get rid of it and into the front court. Here come the Bulldogs to try and break the tie here. 2-2, and a three-pointer is on the way. Caleb Pritchard is going to rattle out, no good. Rebound pulled down again by Arapahoe. Pushing it up is Garth Walbridge. Walbridge, left side, dishes it off the last moment, and the short jumper will not go by Anderson. And the rebound to Austin Pates. So both teams have had some opportunity, and Pates' triple-team lost the handle. Second Pleasanton turnover. And the Warriors not able to take advantage in transition. We'll have to set it up. There they get a nice back cut and a foul going to be called. Gage Schutz will go to the line to shoot two. Two Bulldogs converged on him. Looked like Reese blocked the shot, and that's the case. The foul is going to be on Caleb Pritchard. And that will be the first foul of the basketball game on either team. At the line to shoot will be Gage Schutz trying to break the tie here and can't do it. First one short. Second free throw coming up here for Schutz, 6'1 sophomore. Two sophomores, three seniors starting here for the Warriors, and this one dances around and finally goes in. 3-2 Arapahoe, and he'll immediately put some pressure on. Schutz jumps into the passing lane and deflects the pass away. Arapahoe wants to put some full court pressure on here. It's man-to-man full court pressure. And looking to throw it in is going to be Cole Pritchard. Gets it to Pates, back to Cole. Reverse it right side to Caleb Pritchard. And the outlet pass going to be knocked away. Pleasanton, three turnovers already. And Arapahoe has their pass deflected away. So we've spent quite a bit of time already here in the first quarter just in battle the basketball. 3-2 Arapahoe, 5:50 to go here in the first quarter. And Arapahoe taking it out. Free throw line extended far side. And Anderson will throw it in. Gets it to Walbridge. Puts the ball on the floor behind the back. Now takes it into the paint. Turns, kicks it back out there to Welch. Welch underneath to the big fella, and Eichenberger can't finish. Rebound brought down by Garrett Reese, his second. Long outlet pass from the left wing to the right side. There's Caleb Pritchard in the paint. Nothing there. Back up top, they'll go to Janicek. He'll scoop it up and score. Little slide down the lane by Colin Janicek, and Pleasanton's up 4-3. Now pressure in the backcourt. It's stolen away. Arapahoe's first turnover, and there was quite the scrum for that one. Three-pointer on the way, Janicek, and it is too strong. Rebound, Reese. Reese grabbing it, put it back up and in. It's 6-3, Pleasanton. Up the floor, long pass comes Arapahoe. Short jumper on the way. Anderson can't finish. Rebound, Reese. He's already got four here in the first quarter. Another long pass down the floor. Get it to Caleb Pritchard. Pulls up in the lane. No good. Rebound pulled down by Wyatt Anderson. And up the floor come the Warriors. And coming from behind to knock it out of bounds is going to be Austin Pates. Average time of possession in this ball game is like 2 seconds. As soon as you get across the timeline, it's one pass and shoot. And with that high tempo, we see all kinds of players come into the ball game. For Pleasanton, Clay Weber's in. Casey Janicek checks into the ball game. And also, looks like Cole Pritchard's going to stay in. So right now, Arapahoe with it. We'll get you their changes in a second. Lob it down to the big fella. That's going to be Trev Heisler. Heisler can't handle it. And it's turnover number two for Arapahoe. Long outlet pass, 2-on-2. Weber in traffic. Throws up an off-balance jumper. No good. And Heisler has the rebound for Arapahoe. And they want to run again. Eichenberger on the left wing. Pulls up, doesn't take the jumper, fires it into the corner for a three-pointer. That's up and in by Brad Loffrey, who just checked into the ball game. And that will tie things up at 6. And on the first three attempted of the ball game by Arapahoe, they'll knock it down. And now we've got a foul called against the Warriors up the floor. And it's going to be on Justin Stagmeyer. First foul of the game on Arapahoe. 4:12 to go, first quarter, 6-6. Bulldog ball underneath their own hoop. They get it on the low post to Garrett Reese, but he's well guarded there by Eichenberger, so he kicks it out on the wing to Clay Weber. Weber between the circles to Janicek, reverse it left side, attacking is Pritchard, puts the runner up, no good. Rebound brought down by Heisler. And with the ball, the Warriors across the timeline. Looking for Eichenberger. Comes to the high post. Stops there. And the ball knocked away by Clay Weber. Weber strips it away. Three straight turnovers to go around that three-pointer in the last four possessions for Arapahoe. Reverse it right side. Clay Weber has it. Weber holds the ball back up top, playing catch around the perimeter. Now they'll skip it over to Weber. The lefty fires the three, and it is too strong. Oh, a four from beyond the arc. And still trying, and the ball is tipped out wide. It's going to be Pleasanton to get it. Cole Pritchard with the offensive board. Weber in the paint. And a travel going to be called. Weber leaned in, and the Arapahoe defender kind of backed up. He lost his footing, and Pleasanton with their fourth turnover. Arapahoe basketball. On the floor, you've got Walbridge, Loffrey, along with Justin Stagmeyer, Heisler. He's got the ball. And Gage Schutz, and Schutz pulls up from 16, straight on, no good, follows his shot, got the rebound, and he's fouled on the putback. Gage Schutz will go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws here in a low-scoring but high-tempoed first quarter. You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. And the free throw is up and in for Gage Schutz. And Arapahoe takes a lead at 7-6. Second free throw on the way, and it is in. So Schutz hits them both, and Arapahoe leads it by two, and then they steal the inbounds pass and lay it up and in with Justin Stagmeyer. And a timeout wants to be called here by Pleasanton. Pleasanton calls the timeout with 3:05 to go in the first quarter of play. It's 10-6 in favor of the Arapahoe Warriors, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. Monday night football underway. Brett Favre started tonight for the Minnesota Vikings, and he's already hooked up with Percy Harvin. It's 7-0 Vikings, 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter of play. A 23-yard touchdown pass from Brett Favre to Percy Harvin. Here it's 10-6. First quarter, 3 minutes to go. Arapahoe leading Pleasanton, and Pleasanton coming out of the 32nd timeout. Austin Pates with it. Gets it into the paint, and it's lost away. Coming away with the steal is Justin Stagmeyer. Five turnovers already in the quarter for the Bulldogs. Off-balance jumper at the other end. Shuts no good. Rebound comes out long to Caleb Pritchard. Numbers aren't there, so he's going to slow it down and try and get a little half-court offense going. Three-pointer fired away by Austin Pates. No good. Follows the shot. Got his own rebound. Long rebound. Came all the way back out to the three-point line. Second opportunity here for the Bulldogs. On the right wing with it is going to be Cole Pritchard. Gets it to the high post. Weber, turnaround jumper from 14 up and in. Clay Weber with his first bucket. 10-8. Arapahoe by two. And across the timeline, the trap put on, but a good job by Arapahoe to swing it around to Heisler. And a blocking foul going to be called on Cole Pritchard. So Pritchard couldn't get the baseline secured in time. And for Cole, it'll be his first personal foul. Third team foul, they tell us. And into the ball game will be Colin Janicek and Garrett Reese after a short breather. Arapahoe ball underneath their own hoop. Right-hand corner, Justin Stagmeyer. Got it back down low to Heisler. Back to Stagmeyer. Over Reese. Tough shot from the baseline. 10 feet away. Won't go. And the defensive rebound to Caleb Pritchard. Pritchard will give it off to Janicek right side. They set the pick, but he can't get the three away. Kick it back up top to Caleb Pritchard. Janicek and Pritchard playing catch on the right side of the key. Wants to take him off the dribble. Got Heisler in the air. Now drives in. Kicks it out of the corner for the three-pointer. Janicek short. Pates rebound. Pates throws it up. No good. Offensive rebound. Pull down Colin Janicek. Kicks it into Pritchard. And Caleb finally finishes. A lot of work, but Pleasanton finally got it to go, and we're tied at 10 with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Arapahoe wasting no time and taking it at the rack. Gage shuts, and he'll score. 4 points, 5 points make it for Gage, and it's 12-10. And Pleasanton slows it down a little bit for the first time in this quarter. Try to take him off the dribble. Pritchard goes to the hole. He scores, and he's fouled. Caleb lulled him to sleep there a little bit and then just turned the turbo on. First step was very quick off the dribble and draws the foul on Gage Schutz, his first and the second here on the Warriors. Back into the ball game is Eichenberger and Anderson for the Warriors. Knotted up at 12. Minute 13 to go here in the first quarter, and the free throw is short. Rebound brought down by Trev Heisler. Heisler will get it out on the right side. Eichenberger's going to bring it up. Dump it down to the right-hand corner to Brad Lawry. Lawry skips it back up top. Man-to-man defense, Bulldogs coming in, losing the handle. Eichenberger, and they're going to say the reason he lost the handle is because somebody grabbed him on the way by. A Pleasanton foul. It's going to be on Colin Janicek, and that'll be his first. Arapahoe ball underneath their own hoop. Throwing it in is Wyatt Anderson. Quickly trying to reverse it over to Wyatt for a three, but good defense that time by Pritchard to fight through the picks. Up top, Eichenberger needs some help. His pass deflected away by Pates. The ball is loose. A fight for it. Arapahoe grabs it, and they'll reset it here with 45 seconds to go. In the paint, Lawry forces the jumper. No good. Rebound to Wyatt Anderson, and he'll get the foul. He'll go to the line. Wyatt Anderson. That rebound, Pleasanton had the position, and it just floated over their outstretched hands to the shorter Anderson. And Wyatt will go to the line and shoot two, and the foul is on Caleb Pritchard. That's now his second. Free throw is up and in. 3 points now for Wyatt Anderson. And with Pritchard coming out, Cole will come in, Caleb out. 38 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 13-12 Arapahoe. And Anderson's second free throw is up and good, making it 14-12. They'll get the pressure on. Will the Warriors? Reese wants to throw it in. Does short side there to Colin Janicek. Double team to Reese, and he gets it up, and now they've got numbers 3-on-2. Pates takes it in. Great bounce pass underneath, and the shot on the backside is blocked out of there by Eichenberger, and Arapahoe will pick up the loose ball. Nice job by Eichenberger to get back and close. Isaac Watson to the ball game for Arapahoe. Swings it left side for a three-pointer. Lawry, it's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Casey Janicek. And a foul called on Arapahoe, and you can tell the Warrior fans didn't like it. Wyatt Anderson with his first. 12 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And Pleasanton with the ball. They'll throw it in, and a nice little handoff there from Janicek. Gets it down the floor, and another foul called as Colin Janicek and Pates were down there 2-on-1, and it left Eichenberger out to dry. And TJ commits the foul, his first, and more free throws coming up. But these will be Janicek's first. Still 7.5 seconds to go in the first quarter. Chance to tie it with these two, and the first one too strong. No good. Pleasanton 0 of 6 from three-point land. They've missed their first two free throws. Second free throw now by Janicek. On the way, and that's short, no good. Rebound brought down by Heisler. Still some time here for Arapahoe. They push the ball up the floor, coast to coast, lost the handle, and that will be the end of the first quarter of play. So at the end of one, here in our boys' opening round game of the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament, it's Arapahoe 14, Pleasanton 12, and we'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Time to get the second quarter underway here on Classic Hits 98.9, and it'll be Arapahoe ball. They get a little pick and roll. The shot's going to be blocked in there by Garrett Reese. Nice pick and roll. Coming off the screen, Pleasanton made the switch, and they come out of there with a basketball. Crossover dribble, Janicek pulls up for three. It's no good. They haven't made one yet. Rebound thrown back into play, and it's going to be corralled there by Eichenberger. Good save that time by his teammate, which was Schutz. Eichenberger all the way into the paint, cut off, double team, can't get the shot, so he gives it over to Schutz, and he'll get the shot up and in. Gage with a team high 7 points, and Arapahoe back up by 4, 16-12 as the Bulldogs want to run. And the ball knocked away and grabbed back by Cole Pritchard. Up top, he'll go, a little shake and bake, 16-footer on the way, no good by Caleb Pritchard. And the rebound brought down again by the Warriors, and a foul up the floor. A little too much pushing. Gage Schutz got the rebound. And the foul on the Bulldogs. And a timeout going to be called here by Pleasanton. The foul was on Colin Janicek, his second. In the first quarter, Pleasanton had 5 turnovers. Arapahoe had 4. Rebounds, 9 for Arapahoe, 13 for Pleasanton. Free throw shooting, 0 of 3 for the Bulldogs, 5 of 6 for Arapahoe. 3-point shooting, 1 of 2 for Arapahoe, 0 of 6 for Pleasanton. Pleasanton is led by Caleb Pritchard with 6. Gage Schutz now has 7 for Arapahoe. 16-12 Arapahoe, and we'll be back after this timeout.
5 Points Bank, the better bank, offers access to virtually all types of investments. Product sponsors are carefully screened and continuously monitored to ensure 5 Points Bank's high standards of quality are met. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Out of the Pleasanton timeout, Arapahoe basketball, and they run a little back picks, and the layup is up and in for T.J. Eichenberger. 6-point lead here for Arapahoe, 18-12. Pleasanton breaks the press, ball deflected away. Reese is there. Reese throws it up and in and draws the foul. 1-on-3, Reese won the battle. And the foul is going to be on Dakota Welch, who's in the ball game, and Garrett Reese. A chance to complete the 3-point play. Free throw short, though, and Pleasanton continues to struggle from the line, and the rebound brought down by Eichenberger. TJ brings it all the way up to the high post, kicks it out to Schutz for the three. It's going to be off the mark, no good. Fight for the loose ball. Patty caked around, pulled down by Wyatt Anderson. Anderson hands it off. Driving in is Garth Walbridge, and Walbridge will lay it off the glass on the right side of the lane and score. 20-14, Arapahoe leads it by 6, and they're really pressuring the Bulldogs here on this Monday before Christmas. With it, Pate swings it right side. Ball above his head is going to be Colin Janicek. Got it inside to Reese. Reese, good position, powers it off the glass and scores, and now he has 6. 20-16, Arapahoe, 6 minutes to go, first half. Here on Classic Hits, Walbridge brings it up. Drives in, draws the foul, and right now, it's just drive and get fouled. It was drive and miss the shot. Now it's drive, get that contact. And Garrett Reese will be called for the blocking foul. His first at the line to shoot 2, Walbridge. And the first free throw is on the way. And it dances over the rim and in. Free throws are the reason Arapahoe's winning right now. They are 6 of 7, and Pleasanton is 0 of 4. Second free throw right now for Garth Walbridge. Trying to take the lead back out to 6, and he does. Hits them both. 22-16, Arapahoe by 6. And the pressure on Pleasanton, trying to find a way not just to break it, but to attack it and score. And they'll get it down to the baseline to Caleb Pritchard, and Pritchard drives the baseline and gets hipped. And a blocking foul called on Arapahoe. This one's on Wyatt Anderson, his second. 6th team foul, and so the Bulldogs will take it out underneath their own hoop, trailing 22-16. They'll try to lob it into Reese. It's deflected, but picked back up there by Janicek, and they'll save it. Fast pass inside, got a little too neat that time, and Pleasanton turned it over. First turnover of the second quarter, Arapahoe gives it right back. As the ball took a little weird hop as Wyatt Anderson went to pick his dribble up, and it slid right out of his hands. So a break for the Bulldogs. 22-16, Arapahoe. Here at Pleasanton, Janicek draws the double team, throws it underneath, gets it to Pritchard, who tries to give it right back in the paint to Reese. It's off a foot and out of bounds, staying with Pleasanton. For as many trips up and down the floor as we've had so far in the game, it is still a pretty low-scoring game at 22-16. Inbounds pass comes to the right elbow. They'll get it to Cole Pritchard. Out on the wing to Janacek. Back to Taylor Pritchard. A couple of Bulldogs with two fouls. Have to be careful here with still a lot of time to go in the second quarter. Pace with it out on the left wing. Pleasanton trying to get that outside shot or force it into Reese. Now they do get it to Reese, and it's so high that he can't handle it. He's able to go to the ground and save it, punch it out to Pace. Pace resets it. Dribbles back up between the circles. The original five in there, Pace, Cole, and Caleb Pritchard, Janacek, and Reese. Right side with it, Janacek. Up top, Pritchard. Fakes the three off the pick. Nothing there. Great switch by Arapahoe again. They're really doing well. Great defense here. Coach Braithwaite applauding over here on the sideline. Try to get it into Reese. Ball deflected away. Picked up by the Bulldogs. Scoring is Caleb Pritchard. He threw the pass, and it got deflected right back to him, and he hits the layup. 8 points for Caleb Pritchard, and it's 22-18 Arapahoe. Arapahoe dribbles it off their foot. Ball lost away. It's a two-on-one the other way. Pace is going to take it all the way in and score. So back-to-back buckets by Pleasanton, and they've cut it to two. 22-20. Arapahoe wastes no time getting in the front court. The ball goes through their hands. Another turnover up ahead to Pace. He goes into this ball game. Oh, it should have been tied, but he missed the layup. And then it's punched out of bounds by Pleasanton. Pates had the uncontester, but he looked back over his shoulder at the last minute to see if anybody was coming and lost focus on the rim and hit it on the way up. Exactly 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Don't forget, coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll have all of the first half stats, a recap of the girls' game, which Arapahoe won easily tonight. Also tonight, Litchfield has won the boys' game in the other gym, 44-32 over Bertrand. So the winner gets Litchfield, the loser gets Bertrand tomorrow. Top of the key, and Arapahoe 3 rattles out from Walbridge. Offensive rebound in traffic, though, put back up and in by Justin Stagmeyer. And the lead up to 4, 24-20, and Pleasanton, not paying attention, throws it away. Outlet pass, nobody was watching. On the floor right now for Pleasanton, Caleb Pritchard, Clay Weber. You've also got Cole Pritchard, so both Pritchards, Janacek, Weber, and then the big fella now is Casey Janacek. And Arapahoe breaks the press, and they do it the right way, and Justin Stagmeyer gets the layup. 26-20, Arapahoe by 6. 3:15 to go here in the first half. Pleasanton breaks the press this time. Pritchard gives it to Janacek, attacks the right side. He'll put the runner up high off the glass and in. Tough shot in. Colin Janacek with his second bucket. 26-22 Arapahoe. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Up the floor with it is going to be Justin Stagmeyer. Into the right-hand corner to Loffrey, who's in. Back to Stagmeyer. In traffic, shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Caleb Pritchard. Pritchard gets it off to Janacek, weaves his way through traffic all the way to the right-hand corner. Back up top, Pritchard, reverse it left side, Weber. Can't get the three, comes to the baseline. Oh, pulls up from 10, and the ball sails over the rim, and we've got a foul on Pleasanton trying to get the rebound. Goes on the big fella, Casey Janacek, his first, and we'll walk to the other end and shoot the 1-1. At the line is going to be Trev Heisler. Looking for his first point. He's pulled down four boards. Reese comes back in for Pleasanton, as does Pates. Janacek, Weber, and Casey. Casey and Colin Janacek both in their free throw. No good. Rebound brought down by Garrett Reese. I've got him for 5 so far in the first half. Long pass is knocked away. It's going to stay with Pleasanton as it's deflected out of bounds by Justin Stagmeyer. 26-22 Warriors. It's Pleasanton ball in front of the Arapahoe bench. And throwing it in will be Janacek out to center court, Austin Pates. Pates, slow dribble, trying to take his man off the dribble. Can't do it. Good defense by Walbridge. So he'll pass it off and get it right back. Everybody down on the baseline trying to scoot free. They get it into Reese. Reese gets underneath, lays it up. There's a whistle. There's a bucket. And Reese a chance at a three-point play. So some of the shots that weren't going Friday are going here. And Coach Bob Braithwaite was not happy with that call. He thinks Reese is getting away with a little something down low. His boys are playing tight defense, and the foul is on T.J. Eichenberger, his second. And the free throw, Reese, is no good. Rebound brought down by Heisler. Pleasanton is 0-5 at the line. 26-24 Warriors. Try to extend it with a three. Right wing is on the way by Loffrey, and it's no good. And on the rebound, we've got an over-the-back foul called on the Warriors. So we've had many changes in this game. tide turns a little bit, and both teams are in the 1-1. Call the foul on Heisler. That'll be his first. And at the line, Austin Pates. A little mismatch if Heisler's falling on Pates. A little bit bigger guy. Pates' free throw, and Pleasanton finally makes one. 3 points now for Austin, and a chance to tie this ball game up with 2:04 to go here in the first half. And the free throw is on the way, and it's good. Pates knocks them both home, and we are tied at 26 as Arapahoe's in the front court with 2 minutes to go before halftime. Get it to the key, back out for another long jumper. The 18-footer no good by Loffrey, and the rebound brought down by Garrett Reese. And Pleasanton can take the lead. They're on a 6-0 run. Pates, stutter dribble right side of the key, backs it back away. Stays on the right side, guarded there by Garth Walbridge. And he'll hand it off to Janacek. Janacek to the high post, picks his dribble up. Arapahoe's been very solid defensively most of the night. Right now they're trying to post up Casey Janacek. He's covered, so they'll keep it out around the perimeter. Janacek reverses it to Weber. Open three for the lefty, and it's going to be too strong. Long rebound. Weber ran over Heisler trying to get the rebound. And for Clay Weber, that'll be his first personal foul. And Trev Heisler will come to the other end and shoot a 1-1. And a whole mess of subs are coming in. On the floor right now, for Pleasanton, Austin Pates, Cole Pritchard, Caleb Pritchard, Garrett Reese, and Casey Janacek. And right now to shoot the 1-1, Trev Heisler. And it is too strong, and Garrett Reese has his seventh rebound. Outlet pass goes to Janacek, to Pritchard. Pritchard off the pick, swings it out to Pates on the right wing. Bounce pass, tried to shove it into Janacek. Little contact, and Heisler took the ball away. Eighth turnover for Pleasanton. Trev might have got away with a little shove that time. Arapahoe shot, left-hand corner, too strong by Justin Stagmeyer. Another rebound for Reese. Outlet pass goes to Caleb Pritchard. Numbers aren't there. Tries to find a screen. Does. Free throw line jumper. No good. Ball deflected out of bounds, and it should be. Oh, well. Thought it was going to be Pleasanton ball. Our official, I think, was looking for help, and they decided it's going to go to Arapahoe. 47 seconds to go before the half. We're knotted up at 26, but Arapahoe's been on 26 for quite a while. Try and change that. Shuts, 15-footer, in and out, off the glass, still won't go. And a rebound brought down there by Cole Pritchard. Pritchard to Pates. Pates with 30 seconds. Left wing. Kicks it back to the trailer, Caleb Pritchard. Pleasanton could play for the last shot here, but they're going to try and lob it into Reese. Reese does a good job sealing, but missed the shot. Goes up, got his rebound, tries to get his balance. Up, no good. Still fight for the loose ball, and finally it's Cole Pritchard putting it up and in. Still 11 seconds to go here before the half. Running and gunning is Arapahoe, and we've got a Pleasanton foul to send Wyatt Anderson to the line, and he'll shoot two with 7 seconds to go. An 8-0 run right now for the Bulldogs, though. They've got the lead. The foul is on Cole Pritchard. That's his second. Cole and Caleb have two. Janacek has two. For Arapahoe, Anderson and Eichenberger have two. And this is a two-shot foul. Chance to tie the game up here for Arapahoe. And Wyatt Anderson, the lefty, puts it up, and it's too strong, no good. So after getting off to a good start from the line, hitting 7 of their first 8, Arapahoe's missed 3 in a row. And Pleasanton may get the opportunity here for the last shot of the half. Still 7 seconds remaining on the clock, and Anderson has his second free throw here. On the way, and it's short, no good. Rebound, Garrett Reese outbattles Heisler. Gets it into the hands of Colin Janacek from 30 feet. He lets it fly and banks it in! Oh, we've seen some buzzer beaters already in this 2000 season. And Colin Janacek banks in the three at the horn. And Pleasanton ends the half on an 11-0 run. The Bulldogs, 31. And the Warriors of Arapahoe, 26 at the half. And we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dawgs.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Owen and Conley and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. Doug Dudu along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. It is halftime of our second game of the night. And your score in the boys' contest, Pleasanton 31. And Arapahoe 26, it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Well, it's been a run-and-gun first half, and at the end, Pleasanton ends on an 11-0 run, including Colin Janicek banking in a 30-footer there at the horn to give Pleasanton the 31-26. Halftime lead. We'll look at all the numbers in just a little bit, but earlier tonight it was the girls contest, and as expected, the girls this year in this four-person tournament, a little bit different than what's going on with the boys. You take a look at what's going on out there, and three of the four girls teams came into tonight looking for their first win of the season, and right now Bertrand and Litchfield are playing the girls' game in the old gym. And in the girls' game here earlier tonight, it was 5-1 Arapahoe jumping out to a 23-2 first quarter lead. Their pressure forced 13 Pleasanton turnovers. Coach Kip Stevens took the pressure off the rest of the game and was able to mix and match everybody that was suited up. And Arapahoe won it 59-22. The Warriors had 10 gals score tonight. Michelle Borden had a game-high 15 points. 11.7 rebounds for Rochelle Wendland in the ball game as Arapahoe goes to 6-1, and they'll play in the championship tomorrow for Pleasanton. Nicole Rasmussen led the way with 9 points and 10 rebounds in the ball game. Pleasanton falls to 0-6, and again, Arapahoe and Pleasanton, both the boys and girls, have to face each other 1 week from today in the first round of the Arapahoe Holiday Tournament, and SEM and Hayes Center are the other two teams in that tournament. We already know the boys matchup. They had to play in the old gym. The boys played first over there, and the final score was Litchfield 44 and Bertrand 32. So Bertrand plays the loser of this game tomorrow at 7:45 in the old gym, and the winner of this game will take on Litchfield here in this new gym also at 7:45. Tomorrow, or 7:30, I guess, is the official time on the program, 6 and 7:30. 31-26 your score, and we'll be back with more, including the first half stats, in just a moment. We remind you that we're back here tomorrow night to bring you basketball. We also have basketball on ESPN 1460 tomorrow, as Kearney Catholic will host Axtell at Cope Gymnasium. Then we're off for Christmas. The five-day moratorium actually begins on Wednesday, and then holiday tournaments begin next Monday. That's when the Arapahoe tournament is next Monday and Tuesday. We will be over next week covering the Ravenna and the Amherst holiday tournaments. Ravenna, Centura, Overton, and Loup City, and then at Amherst, it's Amherst, Kearney Catholic, North Platte St. Pat's, and Ainsworth. The Ravenna Holiday Tournament is next Monday and Tuesday. The Amherst Holiday Tournament is next Wednesday and Thursday. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today. See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Monday night football going on, and Brett Favre got the start tonight for the Vikings. And he struck early to Percy Harmon on a 23-yard touchdown pass. But Robbie Gould is in a 29-yard field goal. And just a moment ago, Jay Cutler, a 67-yard touchdown pass to Johnny Knox. So with just under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, the Bears 10, the Vikings 7, that game currently airing on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, we'll talk a little Husker football with Nebraska defensive tackle Jared Crick, the junior out of Cozad. We'll talk about how things have maybe settled down since the Big 12 championship game, and they've got the week off before getting back to Lincoln on Friday and taking off for the Holiday Bowl. We'll also talk with Kathy Mettenbrink, the girls' coach of unbeaten and state-rated Centura. They've got a pretty good gig for the holidays. They're playing their holiday tournament in Florida, and we'll talk with the coach about what they will see and how that all came about. Right here, it's the pre-holiday tournament in Pleasanton, and here is your first half numbers. First off, for Arapaho, Wyatt Anderson, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Garth Walbridge, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Justin Stagmeyer, 4 points and a rebound. Brad Loffrey has his only bucket, a three-pointer, and that's the only three that Arapaho has. Gage Schutz leads the team with 7 points, 2 rebounds. Trev Heisler has a team high 6 rebounds, and T.J. Eichenberger, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. I've got Arapaho for 9 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting, 5 of 6 in the first quarter, 2 of 6 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, 0 of 3 in the second. Turnovers for Arapaho, 4 in the first quarter and 3 in the second. Foul situation, Wyatt Anderson and T.J. Eichenberger each have 2. The Warriors had 14 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second. At the half, Arapaho 26 points, 16 rebounds, 7 out of 12 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 7 turnovers for the 4-2 Warriors. For Pleasanton, Austin Pates, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Cole Pritchard, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Caleb Pritchard, 8 points, 3 rebounds. Colin Janicek, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Clay Weber, 2 points. Garrett Reese, 8 points, 10 rebounds, and a block shot. And Casey Janicek, I have for 1 rebound. 13 rebounds in the first quarter, 9 in the second. Free throw shooting for the Bulldogs, 0 of 3 in the first quarter, 2 of 4 in the second. Three-pointers, the only one they made was the last one, and that was at the buzzer, the 30-footer that Janicek banked in. So they're 1 of 9 after missing their first 8. And turnovers for Pleasanton, 5 of the first quarter, 3 in the second. Foul situation, 2 apiece on Cole and Caleb Pritchard along with Colin Janicek. 12 points in the first quarter, 19 in the second. At the half, Pleasanton has 31 points, 22 rebounds. 2 out of 7 at the free throw line, 1 of 9 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 8 turnovers. 4-1 Pleasanton leads 4-2 Arapaho at the half, 31-26. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll be back with the second half right after this.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Pleasanton gets the ball to start the second half, and they don't even get much done, and a reach-in foul going to be called here on the Warriors. Gage Schutz going for the steal has been called for his second foul, and so we're ready to throw it in again here on the near side. Pleasanton against the man-to-man defense. They're on an 11-0 run to end that first half, and now lead it by five, which is their largest lead of the ball game. And as they try to force it inside, the ball tipped and stolen away up the floor. With it is Arapahoe, just about traveled, but instead nice pass from Walbridge underneath to Cade Schutz. Schutz will lay it up and in, and Arapahoe finally gets off 26. They've been on that for over 3 minutes. At the other end, Pleasanton trying to break the press. Kicks it out to Pates from Caleb Pritchard. Pates just throws up a wild one. It's no good. The ball bounces all the way out to the perimeter, and Cade Schutz will pick it up. Arapahoe wants to run. The track meet is underway again. Left-hand corner, faking the three is Anderson. Anderson has it knocked out of his hands. The steal is made by Pates, and he lost the handle, so he's going to wait for the traffic to clear and bring it up to the right wing. Force it inside Reese. Reese up and under. Hit the front of the rim. No good. Rebound brought down here by Garth Walbridge. Walbridge pushes it up the floor. Hits the trailer. That's Eichenberger. He'll try and dribble in. Look for the back cut. It's deflected and stolen away again. That steal made by Colin Janicek. Two nice defensive plays here for the Bulldogs. Up the floor with it is going to be Cole Pritchard. Off to Pates. Fade away from 16. Way off the mark. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Caleb Pritchard. 10 points, 4 rebounds for Pritchard. 33-28 Bulldogs, a minute and a half into the second half. Up into the front court, Eichenberger drops it into the right-hand corner to Dakota Welch. Welch inside and just being hammered on the shot attempt. Cade Schutz should be on Austin Pates, and that will be his first personal foul. Two free throws coming up for Cade Schutz. He is 3 of 4 at the line. And has a team-high 9 points. Six players have scored for Arapahoe. And there's 10 as Schutz hits the first free throw. Checking in now for Pates will be Casey Janicek. And a second free throw now coming up on the way, and it is in. So Cade Schutz hits them both and gets Arapahoe a little closer, down by three, 33-30. Arapahoe trails here at Pleasanton in the opening round of the pre-holiday tournament. Pull-up jumper in transition. Cole Pritchard won't go. Rebound to Walbridge. Walbridge trying to go coast-to-coast, two-on-two. Puts the runner up, no good. And staying with it the whole way, Pleasanton. Rebound Cole Pritchard. He's got a man at the other end. Threw it a little too late, and getting back the deflect away is Cade Schutz. Arapahoe fans didn't like it, but that was a good play by Schutz. Got up and knocked that ball away, and Pleasanton will throw it out underneath their own hoop. You cannot fault the hustle of this Warrior team tonight. They are all over the place. Inbounds pass to Reese. Reese tries to go to the post of the little guy, Pritchard, and he can't handle the pass, and it's going to be taken away by Wyatt Anderson. 10th turnover for the Bulldogs. Off to Walbridge, brings it up right side, into the double team, stops, handed off to Welch. Now they lob it down to the low post. Janicek trying to play some defense on Eichenberger. He throws one up off balance, no good. Schutz with the rebound, and Cade puts it up and in. All 6 points in the quarter for Arapahoe by Cade Schutz. And it's a one-point game, 33-32 Pleasanton. Back out, looking at a three, a long three. Janicek off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Wyatt Anderson, and he gives it to Walbridge, and nobody stops him, and by the time he gets to the rack, it's too late. A foul call to the Bulldogs. Two more shots coming. Garrett Reese will pick up the foul, his second. And now a chance to tie and possibly take the lead here for Arapahoe. Down one, two free throws coming. The first one is good. And we are tied at 33. Second free throw coming up after these subs into the ballgame for Pleasanton. Derek Tolles for the first time. Reese, Casey Janicek, Caleb Pritchard, and Pates on the floor. And for Arapahoe, Heisler has come in. Second free throw is up, and it is in for Garth Walbridge, who has 6 points and is a perfect 4-4 for the line. And Arapahoe has regained the lead, 34-33. As Pleasanton has been held to just 2 points so far in the corner, Pates trying to change it around two, three players. Now a wrap around to Reese. Can't handle it. Ball turned over. Reese took it right back underneath. Scored, and then they call a foul. And you can hear the unsatisfaction here for the Arapahoe Warriors. They wanted Garrett Reese called for reaching over the top and yanking that away from, I wasn't even sure who grabbed it for Arapahoe off that steal. But he got the ball right back. And a chance at a free throw. The foul called on Garth Walbridge. His first, the free throw is up, and it is in. Garrett Reese hitting his first free throw of the night. And he's got 11 points, 36-34. Bulldogs with it. Eichenberger, skip pass right side to Walbridge, into the paint. Bounce pass back over to Eichenberger. 17-footer, and he hit it. T.J. Eichenberger with his second bucket ties the game at 36. 4:40 to go here in the third quarter. It's been close all the way. No team is led by more than six. Each team has had that long three for Pates on the way. It's no good. One of 11 from three-point land, and the rebound brought down by Arapahoe. Loffrey is in. Loffrey all the way. No good. Garrett Reese might have got part of it. And Reese comes out of there with his 11th rebound to Pates. Three on two. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. To Reese. Reese in the paint. Kicks it out to Tolles. Back to Pates. Arapahoe in the tight man-to-man. Heisler leading on Casey Janicek down on the post. Has to get off of him as the official says something. Over to Pace on the right wing. Tries to force it into Janicek down low. He did a good job just to pick it up. Back to Pace. 3:50 to go here in the quarter. Bounce pass is kicked away. And they'll try it again as Pleasanton will have it underneath their own hoop. Schutz comes back in for Arapahoe. For Pleasanton, Cole Pritchard, Colin Janicek. Coming out will be Pates and Reese. Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. They're going to send four all the way around the perimeter. Go to Tolles on the right wing. Nobody really moving. Now a late move into the corner to Janicek. Lobs it inside to Pritchard. He lost the handle, but the Bulldogs pick it up. Tolles top of the key. Nothing but net. Derek Tolles first shot, and it is good. 38-36 Bulldogs. 3:35 to go. Third quarter at the other end. Driving and shooting a short one is Walbridge. Ball out of bounds off Pleasanton. Walbridge actually threw up an air ball that time, and it bounced off of Pleasanton out of bounds. And Pleasanton wants to call a timeout here. They have just two remaining, and for Arapahoe, they've got all five left. It's going to be a full-length timeout with 3:29 to go here in the third quarter of play. It's Pleasanton 38, Arapahoe 36. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, and Axtell.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory stakes. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. Out of the Bulldog timeout, it's Arapahoe ball underneath their own hoop. 38-36 Pleasanton, 3.5 to go third quarter. On the inbounds play, they're trying to set up Walbridge for the three. He's covered, so Eichenberger drives. 10-footer no good. Shuts offensive rebound, and he'll be fouled. And he'll go to the line and shoot two more free throws. Schutz has been pretty solid from the line tonight. He's 5 out of 6. I've got him for 13 points and 4 rebounds. The foul on Colin Janicek is his third. Free throw up and no good. Score update, Monday Night Football, 12:48 to go, first half. The Bears 10, Minnesota 7. That's currently on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Second free throw, setting on the rim, and it won't go. And now we've got a foul called on Arapahoe trying to get the offensive rebound. Going to be on Trev Heisler, his second. And the team fouls are even at 3 apiece. Bulldog basketball against that full court pressure of the Arapahoe Warriors. They throw over the top of it and get it to Janicek, who stays in with the three fouls. Nobody covers him, but he doesn't take the three. Up to Tolles, reverses it left side to Caleb Pritchard. Back to the right side, Janicek. Lob it down to Reese in traffic. He'll find room and score. Garrett Reese, 5 in the quarter, 13 in the ball game. The lead is up to 4 for Pleasanton, 40-36. Arapahoe on the right wing with it. They go to Eichenberger, right side of the key. Guarded there by Tolles. Force it inside. And another foul called as they got it into Justin Stagmeyer. And the foul is going to be on Derek Tolles, his first. And into the ball game again for Arapahoe, Wyatt Anderson. Anderson, Eichenberger, Schutz, Walbridge, and Justin Stagmeyer, the five on the floor for Arapahoe as they inbound it underneath their own hoop. Out on the right wing, pass up the three. They get it into the paint. Good pass underneath. Stagmeyer jumper will not go. Garrett Reese has his 12th board. Outlet pass into the hands of Cole Pritchard. Pulls up from 12 straight away. Short. Follow shot. Janacek, and it's in. Colin Janacek picked up the loose ball. He's got nine. And it's a 42-36 ball game. Another run being put on. Janacek steals the ball. Janacek ahead of the pack. Layup good. And out of the timeout, a lot of things have changed, and that's going to force Arapahoe to take their first timeout of the basketball game. So Arapahoe finally got the lead, and now Pleasanton's on another 10-0 run, I think it is. It's 44-36. Pleasanton with the lead, 2:17 to go third quarter. We'll be right back.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Pleasanton. Thanks to Athletic Director Ricky Westland, and, of course, to all the fine sponsors allowing us to bring you high school sports. Of course, the holiday breaks see a lot of the college kids back, especially from Pleasanton. Some great athletes that they've had here as Arapahoe out of the timeout. Nails the jumper with Gage Schutz. They're going to the hot hand right now. 44-38 is your score. Pleasanton had just had their biggest lead, and at the other end, they get it to Poles, and they're late getting back on the defense. The bucket's good, and a chance at a three-point play. They didn't expect Derek Toles to be getting the ball, and T.J. Eichenberger got there a little late, tried to block it, and ended up just falling on him after the shot went in. Third foul on Eichenberger. Back in is going to be Justin Stagmeyer, and Toles for his first free throw of the night, trying to give Pleasanton their biggest lead. Free throw is up, and it is in and out, no good. Ball hits the floor. Garth Walbridge gets his fifth rebound. Up the floor, 46-38. There's a good trail, and Reese rejects the shot underneath of Stagmeyer, and then as they try to hustle it up the floor, a walk. Pleasanton tried to go too quick on that one. He swatted that off the glass, and it came all the way out to the top of the key. And Pleasanton was ready to run the fast break, but there was nobody ahead. It came all the way out to the lead man in the travel. 12th turnover for Pleasanton, but can't fault that one. It all started with a good block by Reese. Arapahoe, hard to believe they're down eight. They're playing so hard. Eichenberger, left baseline, drives in. Little leaner from seven. It will not go. Crashing in. The ball's tipped away. People on the floor. And now a loose ball foul going to be called on number 14, Justin Stagmeyer of Arapahoe. That is his second, fifth foul of the half on Arapahoe. Pleasanton's been called for four. A minute and a half to go, third quarter, 46-38 Pleasanton as they break the press. Toles gets tripped up in the backcourt there by Wyatt Anderson. They both go to the floor. Now wide open for an uncontested layup is Cole Pritchard coming off the screen. 48-38 Pleasanton now by 10. They've had another big quarter here offensively after a slow start. And for Arapahoe, they're having a hard time just finding the handle. Quick shot in the corner by Schutz. It will not go. And Garrett Reese makes sure it's a one and done. A minute to go. And Pleasanton has worked their way out to a 10-point lead. Janacek takes it all the way in. No good. Off-balance jumper. Rebound by Reese. They've got another chance. And now a three-second call. Going to be called on the Pleasanton Bulldogs. That'll be the fifth turnover of the quarter on Pleasanton. They've got 13 in the game. Arapahoe's got 11 in the game. Here comes Austin Pates and Casey Janacek in for the Bulldogs. And Arapahoe, only a couple points, 4 points here. In about the last 4 minutes, they got that lead at 34-33. Since then, outscored 15-4. And Pleasanton trying to put some pressure on here. Arapahoe turns it over. Stepping in front all the way out in the corner, Reese came all the way out there to take his man. And Pleasanton into the front court. Get it to Caleb Pritchard in the lane. A leaner. I think they're going to call a charge. Yeah, they will. Wave off the bucket. Good defense that time by Wyatt Anderson. And the charging foul is going to go on Caleb Pritchard, his third. Team fouls even at five apiece. So a little more physical here in the third quarter, trying to establish who's in control. And right now, more shots have went in for Pleasanton. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. 48-38 Bulldogs. Arapahoe with it in the front court. Schutz gives it off on the right wing to Loffrey. Back to Schutz. Schutz double-teamed against the zone. The 2-3 swing at left side. Here's a three-pointer on the way. No good. Wyatt Anderson. Rebound pulled down by Stagmeyer, and he's fouled on the putback. And this time Pleasanton thought it was a clean block. Casey Janicek called for his second foul. We're going to be shooting a lot of free throws in the fourth quarter because both teams are almost in the bonus. Justin Stagmeyer at the line, his first two free throws of the ball game. Try and get the Warriors a little closer. Free throw, no good. Second free throw coming up here for Justin Stagmeyer, the 6'1 junior. And he'll put this one up, and around, and it goes. So he does get one of two. He's got 5 points. It's 48-39. Pleasanton with the basketball. He has full court pressure, and a foul called in the backcourt on Arapahoe. And it's going to be on Garth Walbridge, his second. Both teams with six fouls. Still in the backcourt, the Bulldogs have three-quarters of the court to travel in 7.5 seconds. They'll throw it out to Janicek. He gets it to Pace. Pace already in the front court. Now tries to find the trailer. Toll swings it over. Pritchard, an off-balance three at the horn. In and out, no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play here in the Pleasanton Pre-Holiday Tournament. It's the Pleasanton Bulldogs 48 and the Arapahoe Warriors 39. Earlier tonight, it was Litchfield beating Bertrand in the other boys' game 44-32. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in a minute.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Symatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dawgs.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Get the ball to start the fourth quarter. The three-pointer by Eichenberger is no good. They get the rebound. Anderson kicks it back out for another three. This time it's good. Garth Walbridge hitting only the second three of the ball game for Arapahoe. Neither team has tore it up shooting the ball tonight. Pates in transition. Fires up a wild one at the other end. No good. Anderson got the rebound. Arapahoe is currently two of eight from three-point land. Pleasanton's 1 of 11. High post, now the right elbow. Nobody guards him, so Anderson shoots it. No good. Got his own rebound. Put it up. It's blocked in there by Cole Pritchard. He's got it again, though. And another chance here at a shot. Driving in, and a foul on Reese. And at the line, Garth Walbridge. It is an intense basketball game. Very active on both ends. Third foul on Garrett Reese. Both teams are in the bonus. Seventh foul on Pleasanton. Six have been called on the Arapahoe Warriors. And at the line, Garth Walbridge. Free throw good. He's been about the only one tearing up the nets. Neither team has shot the free throws extremely well. Arapahoe 12 of 20. Pleasanton 3 of 9. Second free throw now coming up for Walbridge. And it's good. He's got 10 points. He's 6 of 6 at the line. He's got 11 points, 6 of 6 at the line, and hits that three-pointer. 48-44. The ball is stolen away. Pleasanton's 14th turnover in the lane. Schutz jumper. No good. Boy, that would have been a lot of points in the first minute here. That could have been a 7-0 start to the first minute. And the rebound brought down Pates. Wow. Almost there by Arapahoe, a 7-0 first minute. 48-44 Bulldogs working it around the perimeter. Janicek over to Pates. trying to get Reese. It's been quite the battle with Eichenberger. Instead, there is going to be an opening for Pritchard, and Cole takes the leaner from six and puts it up and in. They were so worried about Reese that they lost Cole Pritchard. Took it at the free throw line, a dribble and a leaner, and it's in, 50-44. Lee Ballant scoring at the other end. The shot off the mark and partially blocked by Reese. Comes out of there to Austin Pates. Pleasanton is led by Garrett Reese with 13, 11 for Colin Janicek, 10 for Caleb Pritchard. For Arapahoe, Gage Schutz has 15. Garth Walridge has 11 now, 5 in this quarter. In the lane, the turnaround jumper rattles in and out. No good by Janicek. The rebound brought down by Wyatt Anderson. He's got 8 in the ball game. With it up top is going to be T.J. Eichenberger. Over to Schutz. And Schutz is going to be bodied up there by Cole Pritchard. You may have heard some displeasurement there the last time down the court. Cole Pritchard thought he was on the free throw line at the high post, but he's actually standing in the lane and standing in the lane and standing in the lane. And then they threw him the ball in the lane. He was there forever, and they were not calling the 3 seconds. And that's what the Arapahoe fans want. At the line to shoot the one and one is going to be Gage Schutz, and he makes the free throw for his 16th point. 50-45. Second free throw, 50-46. Looks like we've got one that's coming down to the wire. It's been back and forth. Arapahoe led earlier by 6. Oh, baseball pass here. A dangerous one. Pleasanton got it, though. Janicek catches it, and it's going to be Colin underneath to Casey. All in one motion, and Casey lays it up for his first bucket. What a nice play there. Not only to save it by Colin Janicek, but then to get the assist. 52-46, up top with it, Walbridge kicks it into the corner, shuts from 15, it's short left side, rebound brought down by Janicek, out ahead to Pates, layup good. And just like that, it's back to an 8-point Pleasanton lead, 54-46. Arapahoe had a chance to cut it to 2, now it's 8. Shuts over the left wing to Walbridge, plenty of time, 5:10 to go in the game. Left-hand corner to Stagmeyer. Justin takes it back out of the wing. Now into the paint, they go to Anderson. Anderson works his way in, and he's going to be fouled. Anderson clearing room down low, and the foul is going to be on Casey Janicek, his third. 5 different players for Pleasanton have 3 fouls. That's the 4th, excuse me, on Casey Janicek. He's got 4. Garrett Reese, Colin Janicek, Cole and Caleb Pritchard all have 3. Free throw by Wyatt Anderson is in and out, no good. For Arapahoe, T.J. Eichenberger has 3, and then a whole bunch of people with 2. Second free throw coming up for Anderson. And Wyatt fires, and it is short. Garrett Reese, I've got him for 15 rebounds, but then he throws it away on the outlet, and then it's taken right back. Eichenberger tried to find Schutz and threw it right away. So the teams exchange turnovers, and Pleasanton long pass into the front court. Quick pass underneath. Pritchard to Pritchard. Caleb to Cole. Cole lays it up and in. 56-46. A 6-0 run by the Bulldogs. They're back up by 10. Arapahoe has 4 timeouts remaining. They get it down low to Schutz. Double team. Back out top. Anderson swings it over. Eichenberger, 3. Good. T.J. Eichenberger with his first 3 of the ball game. Fast break the other way, and it's going to be thrown over Derek Cole's head and out of bounds. 4:24 to go in the game. Pleasanton 56, Arapahoe 49. Maybe I can start calling track meets after watching this thing. What a ball game we've had. The winner plays Litchfield for the tournament title tomorrow, and the loser plays Bertrand of the consolation game. Litchfield won 44-32 earlier in the girls' game tonight. Arapahoe 59-22 over Pleasanton. With a basketball, Eichenberger an even longer 3. That one is too strong. No good, but a long rebound pulled down there. Stagmeyer gets another chance. Shot up, no good. Defensive rebound, Cole Pritchard. Pleasanton gets it to Pates. Pates is the trailer, and he'll bring it across the timeline. Right wing to Derek Tolles. Back up top, Pate, open 3, on the way for Austin, and it's too strong. Toll's got the rebound, though, and he tried to get it back underneath to Reese, and it stole it away. Arapahoe basketball, they need a bucket. Fake the 3, drive the baseline. Walbridge brings it in, and a charging foul. Wait till you hear the crowd on this. They're going to call a charging foul on Arapahoe. And I could tell that was going to happen. There wasn't as much contact as it looked like there was going to be. And the foul on Garth Walridge is his 3rd. And it goes back to Pleasanton, whose long outlet pass is run down by Caleb Pritchard. Back up to Cole. Free throw line fires it into Reese, who barely saw it coming, and he kept it alive. They'll kick it back out. 3:20 to go in the game. Bulldogs with the basketball play a little catch right now. Nothing wrong with milking the clock. They lob it down to the low block to Reese. Reese got his man in the air. Fade away. Won't go that time. Offensive rebound, though. Cole Pritchard. That's a huge offensive rebound for Cole Pritchard, and the clock continues to run as we're down to 3 minutes to go in the game. 56-49. Bulldogs the lead. Janacek thought about the long three, but knows the scoring situation. Passed up on it to Tolles. Reverse it left side. With it is Pritchard. Caleb has the basketball. Just playing catch right now. High post, Cole Pritchard down to Reese. Turnaround jumper from four is good, and he's fouled. A three-point play opportunity again for Garrett Reese. The ball is bouncing the way of the Bulldogs, and the foul is on Justin Stagmeyer, his third. Into the ball game, Trev Heisler. Heisler will hustle in, and it's 58-49. Reese with 15 points, 15 rebounds. But not the best free throw shooter in the world. And that one rattles in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Heisler, his seventh of the game. Up the floor quickly. A long three on the way, Walbridge, and it is no good. Rebound, Garrett Reese. Outlet pass going to be into the front court. Pritchard, boy, they're dog-tired. Kicks it into the left wing to Tolles. Back up top to Colin Janacek. 2.5 to go. Over to Tolles. Both teams in the bonus. With it is Janacek. Tries in, dishes it off, and again a layup to Cole Pritchard from Caleb Pritchard. Cole with 6 in the quarter, 10 in the ball game, and it's the largest lead of the game, 11 points. Here's a jumper left wing from 12. Won't go, Wyatt Anderson. Rebound, Garrett Reese. Outlet pass, 2-on-1. Here they come again. The layup that time is missed by Cole Pritchard, but an offensive rebound by Caleb Pritchard. And Pleasanton is winning all the battles right now. 1:50 to go. And Arapahoe needs to get 5 fresh ones in, and that's what Coach Bob Braithwaite is going to do. Reverse it left side. And finally the ball goes out of bounds. The boys will sleep well tonight on both sides for their incredible hustle. And coming into the ball game, Joel Stagmeyer, Brady Lawfrey, Isaac Watson, Scott Williamson, and the fifth man in there is Reed Stagmeyer. They have to play again tomorrow, and so Coach Braithwaite says there's no need to kill my guys in the final minute 40. And a travel going to be called on Arapahoe. Their second turnover of the fourth quarter. Coming up, we've got the Misco Sports postgame show. All the final numbers coming your way. And a coach interview as well. 60-49. It looks like Pleasanton's going to survive. But these teams play again next Monday at Arapahoe. That could be interesting. They try to force it into Reese. It rolls off his hand and is going to be picked up there by Reed Stagmeyer. Up the floor they come. Lob it down to the low post. Turnaround jumper off the glass and in by Scott Williamson. Nice play by the Warriors and Williamson. 60-51, 1:10 to go. They're still trapping. They're still working. They're not giving up on this. You just got 5 new kids in there. And for the Bulldogs, they're playing keep away. And Arapahoe's got to come out and play a tighter man-to-man. 1 minute to go. Rotated to the right-hand corner to Tolles. That's the guy you might want to foul. Skip pass left side, Pritchard. Coming into the paint, again, it's going to be Caleb DeCole. And keep away again, 50 seconds to go. Pleasanton fans liking it, and inside they'll get the ball to Cole Pritchard. He decides to attack the hoop and gets fouled with 46 seconds to go here in the ball game. Blocking foul on Isaac Watson. His first. And into the ball game, we're going to see the bench cleared for Pleasanton. Clay Weber's in, John Colsheen, Jason Nichols, Lucas Mills, and waiting to come in for the shooter is Brady Darby. Cole Pritchard is at the line. It's a 1-1, and the free throw is good. 7 in the quarter for Cole, 11 in the ball game, 61-51. Second free throw is coming up. On the way, and it is in. So 8 of the quarter, 12 in the game for Cole Pritchard. Darby comes in for him. 62-51 Bulldogs. Pleasanton will improve to 5-1. Arapahoe falls to 4-3. The Warriors push it up with Brad Lawfrey. Lawfrey comes in, draws the contact. He'll get a blocking foul. Lawfrey's going to go to the line and getting up off the floor wondering what in the world just happened was John Colsheen. I don't think he saw him coming off the screen. And that'll be his first foul. Lawfrey did the right thing. He put his head down and went. The free throw is up and in. 4 points for Brad. 62-52. 39 seconds remaining in our game. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. Second free throw, no good. Chance for an offensive rebound. We're going to get our first jump ball of the game. The arrow points the way of Pleasanton, though, with 36 seconds. Jason Nichols tying up Brad Loffrey. And the inbounds pass coming up here for the Bulldogs against full court pressure. Throw it into half court. They'll get it to Cole Sheen. Wrap around pass gets it to Mills. Mills brings it in, dumps it off there for Darby, and it's going to be kicked out of bounds. Turnover Pleasanton. One thing Pleasanton has done this year, they have turned it over a little more than they usually do in the past. Pushing the ball up the floor here for the Warriors. Kick it out of the left wing. 12-footer, Joel Stagmeyer, no good. Rebound on the backside, Jason Nichols. 20 seconds to go. Nichols just trying to avoid being fouled. Gets to Clay Weber. Across the timeline comes Weber, weaving his way through traffic. Down to 10 seconds to go. Kicks it off on the left wing. Wide open is Lucas Mills, so he'll take the shot. It's no good. Offensive rebound for Cole Sheen. And they're going to call a travel on Cole Sheen with 4 seconds to go. And Arapahoe will throw it in for one final attempt here. Reed Stagmeyer to toss the ball in. Lob it out to midcourt. Loffrey has it. The long three at the horn is no good. And that is the end of the basketball game. The final score, the Pleasanton Bulldogs 62 and the Arapahoe Warriors 52. We'll be back with the Wisco Sports postgame show in a minute. You are listening to high school basketball from the Pleasanton Pre-Holiday Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
And welcome back to Pleasanton, where it's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports in the downtown Kearney Center wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and saying that they're open the rest of the week. 7 days, they're there until Christmas Eve at 2. They're open until 8 o'clock every other night this week to finish up your holiday shopping and all Husker gear. Now 20% off at Misco Sports. Well, tonight, a split in the doubleheader. The girls' game, as expected, was all Arapahoe over Pleasanton, 59-22. Here in the boys' game, Pleasanton able to win this track meet by a score of 62-52 in the basketball game here this evening. It went back and forth all the way, and it ends up being a 62-52 win for the Bulldogs. Update on Monday Night Football, currently airing on ESPN 1460 with 3:10 to go in the first half. It is the Bears 17 and the Vikings 7. Now 2.5 to go before half. Bears 17, Minnesota 7. Brett Favre did get the start tonight for the Minnesota Vikings, and they struck first on a 23-yard pass to Percy Harvin for the Bears. I'll let you know how they have scored. Of course, the Robbie Gould field goal. Then Jay Cutler hooks up on a 67-yard touchdown pass to Johnny Knox and a 15-yard pass to Devin Hester. Makes it 17-7. We'll come back and give you all the numbers of our basketball game. Talk with Pleasanton coach Bill Giffen and more after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Let's take a look at the final numbers now. First of all, for the Arapaho Warriors, and I'll just tell you, I missed a bucket somewhere in the second quarter. I'll try and figure that out for you here, but so Arapaho, I'm 2 points short on. Wyatt Anderson, 4 points. He had a team-high 8 rebounds. Garth Walbridge, 11 points, 5 rebounds. Justin Stagmeyer, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Also, Brad Loffrey had 4 points, 2 rebounds. Gage Schutz was the leading scorer in the ball game with 17 points, 4 rebounds. Trev Heisler had 7 rebounds. T.J. Eichenberger, 7 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. And Scott Williamson had 2 points. I had Arapaho for 16 points in the first, or 16 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 7 of 12 in the first half, 10 of 16 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first half, 2 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers for the Warriors, 7 in each half. 26 points at halftime, 26 points in the second half. And Arapaho finishes with 52 points, 31 rebounds, 17 out of 28 at the free throw line, 3 of 12 from 3-point land. 1 block, 14 turnovers. Arapaho falls to 4-3. They'll play Bertrand in the consolation game tomorrow night. We'll come back and look at the Pleasanton numbers and talk with head coach Bill Giffen in just a minute here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show on Classic Hits 98.9.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Ag West.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And we are back here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the final numbers I had for the Pleasanton Bulldogs here this evening. Jason Nichols comes in late, gets a couple of rebounds. Austin Pate, 6 points, 5 rebounds. Cole Pritchard had 8 points in the fourth quarter, finished with 12 points, 6 rebounds, and he had a blocked shot. Caleb Pritchard had 10 points, 5 rebounds. Colin Janicek, 11 points, 4 rebounds. Clay Weber, 2 points and a rebound. Derek Tolles, 4 points and a rebound. Then you come down to John Kolsheen. He had a rebound. Casey Janicek had 2 points and 1 rebound. And the big fellow tonight, Garrett Reese, I had him for 15 points, 17 rebounds, and 1 blocked shot. 22 rebounds in the first half, 21 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 7 of the first half, 3 of 5 of the second half. 3-point shooting. Amazingly enough, the only three-pointer that Pleasanton made tonight was the 30-footer at the halftime buzzer by Colin Janicek. They were 1 of 9 in the first half, 0 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 of the first half, 13 in the second half. Pleasanton had 31 at halftime, 31 in the second half, 62 points, 43 rebounds, 5 out of 12 at the free throw line, 1 of 12 from three-point land. 3 blocked shots of the ball game and 21 turnovers. Pleasanton now 5-1. Will play, well, a little rival starting to develop there with Litchfield. That'll be here tomorrow night at approximately 7:30. And the scoring update on Arapaho, Justin Stagmeyer had the basket I was missing, so he had 7 points in the ball game here this evening. And Bill Giffen, the head coach of the Bulldogs, joins me here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. I've seen 2 of the 6 games now, Bill. 41 rebounds against Overton. 43 rebounds tonight against Arapaho. Both were fairly up-tempo, somewhat physical ball games because of the hustle, and you guys are winning the battle of the boards in this style of play, and it seemed like that might have been the difference again tonight.
No, rebounds are huge. I mean, that's on our list. Defense, rebounds, you can't count on anything else game in, game out. But, you know, your effort, your attitude, going to the boards and boxing out and playing good, solid D. And we struggled early defensive-wise. I mean, we kind of hung our hat on some good man-to-man defense, and it wasn't there. They were much quicker than we were. They were about ready to, I felt, you know, kind of run us out of our own gym the way they were getting people open and free and driving to the hoop, and our help wasn't good. So we went to the old 2-3, and that worked quite a little bit better. Got a little more patient was the thing, and I had to subtly coax them into being patient, if you know what I mean. But but they responded. You know, that's the key. I can say anything I want, and it won't make any difference unless they decide to do it, and they did. And you're kind of taking a guard's manhood away a little bit by saying don't loft that up, but that wasn't doing us any good. One out of nine is not the percentage you want. You've got to, I was hoping to, you know, establish that inside game, and then we could go inside out and be a lot easier shooting. But we got patient, and we really had to tonight.
Well, the boys, I think, on both sides are going to be tired, and it's going to be a heck of a battle tomorrow because Litchfield and Bertrand, for the two matchups, I know their game was not played at the same pace as what we saw here, but you got to tell me a little about Garrett Reese. I mean, you want to get it inside, and that's why. I mean, he's a man, and they're trying to double down on him, and you fight, and you move the ball around, and eventually he gets positioned, and if he doesn't get it the first time, he grabs it and sticks it back in the second time.
Yeah, he's really a man among boys. I don't want to take away anything from anybody else, but he is a big horse to deal with, and we got to utilize him. If we're going back and forth and we're putting up, you know, 20-footers, that doesn't really put him in the game. And we found a way to be patient. And if it's, I think too many times we think, well, if it's not there the first time, the world's over, and you know, 2012 is there or whatever. But we were patient, and we went ahead and reversed ball and looked again. And so that was the key in this ball game, I think, was to be patient, play within ourselves. And we had some guys step up. You know, we had, and Garrett had a great game, and Colt came around that fourth quarter. Colin came around, and Caleb is always steady defensive-wise and what he does. And Derek Tolles, you know, probably hadn't heard too much about him, but he's a real scrapper. You know, he's a real team-oriented, scrapping-type player that you'll love to have. And Clay Weber put in some good minutes. You know, he maybe didn't have the greatest ball game. Austin didn't have the greatest ball game. But out of both of those, they'll compete. Like I told them afterwards, you know, they're competitors. And told Austin, you'll come back tomorrow night. I mean, you have good games, you have bad games. But overall, you know, we had a W, and that was the total of the whole deal.
You guys were able to get on a few more runs, I think, tonight than Arapahoe was, and the biggest run probably was the 11-0 run you used to end the second half, going from 26-20 down to 31-26 at halftime, which was your biggest lead at any point. And then it's capped off by that three-pointer from about 30 feet away, which now it's not a one-bucket ball game, and that's a heck of a run. Talk about how that maybe changed the way the kids felt going into the halftime locker room.
It did, but we still had, you know, they came out in the third quarter and made a run. So, you know, you got to play each minute. But, yeah, it was huge. And Coach Klostrom has asked me why he's putting Colin back in the game. He'd pick up another foul. And he's probably right, you know. But that was why we put him back in there. I didn't orchestrate that play for sure because it worked. But so that was a big shot.
Well, you get the win tonight, and as we said, you turn around and play tomorrow, plus it's the fourth game in 5 days, and you're going to take on Litchfield. Tell me what you know about them.
Well, I've seen them a quarter and a half over there and saw them play earlier in the year, and they're a solid ball club. I mean, Adam is a heck of a ball player. You know, that'll be a good match in the middle. And a heck of a good kid, too. It is the Howard kid. I mean, they're just, you know, it's great people. It'll be competitive. You know, you'll forget about friendships for a while. But it's just, it'll be a good rivalry. We know that.
What about these? You guys each have a Ravenna assistant coach now. Kind of all these teams are coming together and learning a little bit of each other. James Habe helping over there, and you just mentioned a moment ago about to John Klosterman helping you out. So I think all these guys know each other, and now they're helping the Bulldogs and the. and the Trojans battle tomorrow. As you said, Kuchera, 6'6". Going to be fun for me to get to see him play for the first time.
Yeah, he's and I've watched him, of course, since early. And my youngest son, Matt, played with him on a Bison team. And just a great kid. Coach Crossman was on that same team. You know, Coach is younger than some of our players. But he brings a tremendous amount of knowledge, you know, to the game, and he really has done a great job. We're really fortunate to have him.
Well, Bill, let's get out of here so we can do it again tomorrow. Congratulations on a very hard-fought victory, because I thought Arapahoe played a hell of a ball game tonight and fought very, very hard.
Yeah, Arapahoe, they're a good team. I told Bob after the game, he's a solid team. I mean, they gave us everything we wanted and more. They'll do some things down the road.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, thank you.
Bill Giffen, head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs, and we wrap it up after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Well, again tonight, the final score, Pleasanton 62 and Arapahoe 52. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. Clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from Misco's. Open until 8 every night through Thursday and then till 2 on Christmas Eve. They wish you and yours the happiest of holidays. And if you're getting ready for that New Year's resolution, they've got a new set of dumbbells and weights in, 20% off all their Husker apparel. Again, we didn't get a final on the girls' game from across the way between Litchfield and Bertrand, but in the boys' game, Litchfield won it 44-32, and in the girls' game here, it was Arapahoe over Pleasanton, 59-22. Great boys' game, Pleasanton 62, Arapahoe 52. Tomorrow night, we're back for the championship games here, and we'll also be bringing you on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic and Axtell on Tuesday. For our producer engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us and good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online kkpr.com and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.